So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether or not it's true,
yeah.
Men see themselves as protectors.
Yes.
The brains of the operation. If you're about to spend a bunch of money, take a bunch of time doing something, you'd better be damn sure you're prepared.
That's right.
You're a man, right, Tommy?
I'm a man's man, buddy.
Then why?
Look at these shorts.
Why are you being such a dick and getting so angry about this obvious right move?
Well, because first of all, I didn't ask my brother for this information. He just spews it.
Okay. Again, pot, kettle black, et cetera, et cetera. If it's offered, if it's recommended, you are the idiot for not taking advantage.
This is good information, buddy.
Because, Tommy,
yep.
When you fail to prepare,
yep. What happens?
You prepare to fail.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Kimmy, we were in here the other day, sitting around off mic.
Yeah.
Tommy walks in, and he's like mad. He's like mad. What are you so mad about?
So my brother, they travel a lot to Europe. They're travelers.
Ooh!
Well, he's got bank.
Ooh!
So they're going to Tuscany or someplace like this.
Ooh!
And he's telling me all about it, right? And they're preparing to go, and he goes, "Yeah, you know." And he's got to tell me all his prep sheets and stuff.
He's got it down to a science by now.
He does,
right?
And yeah, it's all written lists. Out. He writes it all out.
Big like, list guy.
Yes, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm registered with the State Department in Rome." I go, "For what?" He goes, "In case something happens."
So when you say register with the State Department,
yeah.
You reach out to the U.S. government.
Yes, to the State Department to let them know that you will be over there as an American.
I will be leaving.
You will be on foreign soil.
Foreign soil?
As a tourist in case anything happens.
Okay. And
I guess I could call the State Department if my brother goes missing.
And the idea would be, too, if he has some kind of trouble, he can run to the State Department.
Or let's say war breaks out, anarchy, whatever. You could go to the State Department. They know that you are in this country.
Okay, gotcha.
Why do you go on vacation thinking the end of the world? Go on vacation. You think the end of the world's going to happen? Like the banking system is going to collapse and the State Department is going to stop everything they're doing and go, "Hey, I think we got a mule over here. We better send the troops out there and find a young man."
Okay, so he's screaming about this.
It's so stupid.
He is screaming about this.
I mean, that's a one step further than most.
Now, you know why they do this? Like a guy that age does it? Because they think they're important.
Okay.
Well, they think like, "Oh my God, we got an American citizen. He's from Florida. Those are the good ones."
It's partly that they have the time to do the research.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's more about like the time that they have to get all this stuff done.
So I told my brother, I said, "Okay, so let's say," because now I'm pissed while he's talking. Because he's like talking down to me like he's teaching.
He should be talking down to you. You're younger, you're dumber, you have less money, your job is not nearly as important. You're not going to Tuscany.
That all you got? So I go, let's say anarchy breaks out and everybody's going to, you're going to go to the State Department in Rome, right? Even if you can get there from whatever douchey villa you're in Tuscany, sipping olive oil. By the time you get down there, there's going to be 30,000 Americans clamoring.
You're not the only
help
one.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, you're going to be in line.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I do not understand, one, why you are angry, and two, why you are making fun of him for this, because it's a totally reasonable thing to do.
It is pointless.
No, it is not.
But he was giving it to me like advice.
It's good advice.
It's pointless.
It is good advice. Look, you're right. The odds he would need to take advantage of this are super slim.
Yeah.
But it's not like there is a non-zero chance, especially the way things are in the world today.
Bro, it's a zero chance.
No, there is not a non-zero chance.
I know what you're thinking. Terrorism breaks out, right? And you got to run to the airport and everything's shut down. What's the State Department going to do? Get some C-130 and throw your ass in it?
There are examples of them doing that in the past. Four American citizens. But don't you, old man, wave me.
He has this, like, Miss Saigon moment. Like, he's going to be the last one on a chopper at the CIA tower getting out of the country.
Which, by the way, good thing those people registered with the State Department.
Hey. See that line of people behind him on that chopper? They didn't get on that chopper.
Your brother
what?
Is just trying to prepare.
Yeah.
Right? As a husband, a father, a man.
But he's also smugly telling me how to travel.
Which is what all guys do, and I get it.
And we should stop as men.
Okay. Your job is a husband, father, man.
To serve and protect.
No. You take care of the little things. So the big things take care of themselves.
So be brilliant at the basics.
You got it. You nailed it.
Like the State Department.
Bottom line is this.
What?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you do not prepare, you get no respect. And it's true. The folks who have a plan, and then a plan, if that plan doesn't work, they're the ones who look good when things get hairy. It makes your life so much easier. So much easier.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You know, you run your hairy mouth all goddamn morning.
I do have a hairy mouth.
You do.
Were you going to do a joke about your mom?
Maybe.
Okay.
So you're going to be doing some traveling with your wife?
Oh, I mean, eventually, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've already been to London, so I'm sure you're going to be going back doing some things. You got the bank.
Okay.
So are you going to, now that I've bestowed on you this wisdom of the State Department, uh-huh. are you gonna alert the State Department that loudmouth Pat Duffy, mm-hmm. Member of the Creek Cap,
yep.
Is going to be in Ireland.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're not going to do it just to piss you off.
That's the only reason you're doing it.
I will say this. You brought up London, right? So when we were in London 2 years ago is when that attack on Israel, when everything started, was when we were there. We had 2 days left, and it was chaos. Like, people were freaking out, and I was legitimately worried, like, what happens now? Are they going to shut down flight? I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of different speculative things happening.
It's very dicey out there.
I'm saying, like, yes, I was in this situation where it was like, I did not plan for this. I am scared of what could happen here. I don't want to get stuck.
But even if chaos breaks out, your ass is grass, man. Go back to the pub and have another beer until it all shakes out.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is furious because his brother had a good idea as he's going to Italy to register with the State Department so they're aware that he is an American citizen, is there, and if anything happens, they could do what they can to take care of him. Let me give an example. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And here's why.
You got to say it three times or it sinks in.
Exactly. Let's just use a standard vacation.
Let's go. We're going on vacation to have fun.
Let's
and relax and enjoy ourselves.
All right. Let's say you go on a trip with your partner and kids.
Yeah.
And there's no plans.
Right.
There's going to be a fight. Everyone is going to want to do different things. Your wife will be overwhelmed with all the choices she has, and she's going to shut down.
Yeah.
By the way, sidebar. Does your wife do that?
What?
If you go somewhere and there are so many fun things to do that she can't decide, she doesn't want to do anything fun?
It's overwhelming.
Sure. Okay. I'm spending money on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
The less time we spend arguing, deciding, stressing, worrying, making a decision.
And I understand that in the general sense of a schedule of a trip.
But this is part of it. If I can do something.
The United States State Department.
Yes. The United States State Department.
Double states.
If I can do something to give my family peace of mind in case of a worst possible scenario.
Yeah, but doesn't that just make them think about the worst possible
scenario? Yes, thank you.
But
it makes it terrorism, world collapse.
Yeah, walking through TSA doesn't already make me do that.
Well, why add to it?
Standing at a place where they're checking my passport and asking me, have you, that doesn't already do that. It's already on your mind.
Yeah, but this just adds to it.
Bro, you think your wife respects your non-planning ass? She don't. She don't respect you.
Or what'd she say?
She said a couple things. Said two or three things. You think that she feels safe?
Yes.
With your lazy ass, fly by the seat of your tiny pants, your miniature trousers ass.
But I'm fun to travel with because I don't like stress over.
Yeah. Look at you. They call you tons of fun, Tommy, when you're not around.
I am. I'm drinking. I'm laughing. I'm talking.
252 to be seen.
That's at the house.
You know, we take pride in being an international show.
Yeah, yeah.
We have lots of accents.
Oh, yeah. Who we got now?
half of them from Tommy, and they're all Mick Jagger in different states. 252-WCMM. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Rob, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So just very quickly, in the conversation about the State Department, and yes, I'm a Brit, but I live in upstate New York.
Welcome!
What are you, lost?
Yeah, thank you. I'm a bit lost. I mean, I might as well be, honestly, where I'm driving right now. So I moved up here from D.C. about 3 or 4 years ago.
That's the accent.
There it is. I've been a global security consultant for 20 years.
Why do you listen to this crap?
Well, you let the man tell a story!
Shut up. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, fine. I was a corporate bodyguard for 16 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I've got a little bit of experience in security, and I just want to say very quickly but very respectfully, it's dangerous to tell people not to call the State Department.
Ah! He was so waiting for you to side with him. He was so he's got accent and he's tough.
It's a respectful statement. It's not me slurring. It's just saying, hey, listen, for the people that would think they're going to do that and then choose not to, they don't need that information. They don't need that thought in their head. Honestly, always promote that, because I've seen people's lives saved from it.
The State Department.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
With all these
about?
Cutbacks.
Shut up.
And the tariffs.
Shut up.
Don't get me started on the taxes.
I missed that. What did you say?
No, he's running his stupid mouth, not saying
he's
anything.
He's flailing right
trying
now.
To stall.
Why did you see me knocking on the door to the State Department in London, go, hey, can you help me out over here? And they go, no.
Well, if you
so Rob has, like, personal examples of this working out for people.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah, Rob.
I mean,
go ahead,
I'm sorry. I can share with you guys happily doing that at the consulate in Afghanistan when it went wrong. Now, the point remains that
I'm going to cancel those plans.
Will you let him tell the story? Sorry, Rob, go ahead.
I'm listening, Rob.
It's fine. What I'm trying to say here is, right now, look at where we are from a socioeconomic perspective. Things can change on a dime, and they are changing on a dime. In fact, 2.5 weeks ago, we saw all the airspaces close as Qatar grounded all of their flights. And I had people stuck to the company I now work for overseas, and we had to reshuffle things and move people around because you don't know what's going to unfold. Mm. And having to be able to, I then liaise with the State Department. Mm. So there's layers, right? Or then the police would liaise with the State Department. Mm. So there's layers of security. So there's so many reasons why that is a good thing to do. And again, I always like suggest if people are thinking to do that, you absolutely should, and it's wise too.
Rob, I want to say this. You know, you're a very cool man, but an interesting man. You sound like my brother with a British accent.
I hope that's a good thing.
It's not.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate
very
it.
Very impressed with that guy.
Take it easy, guys. Have a good day.
You too. There goes Rob.
You wouldn't think a guy like that's driving around Rochester.
I love how if he did not have a British accent, you would have called him stupid the
to
whole
a
time.
Second of it. I know.
Well, yeah, but when you have that accent, it kind of has an air of, like, you know.
It's just an accent.
Yeah, but it's a dignified
accent.
Well, but
it accent. Also means you've traveled. You've lived in other places.
But that British accent like that, it's highbrow.
Can I also point out, what? Like, British people are always respectful even when they want to call you an idiot? Because he's like, hey, here's why you're dumb. And he even says, I'm not trying to slur here. No, please, slur. Slur him all you would like.
I've always said, if you want to have somebody break bad news to you, it should be a dignified British person. Because they just do it, but it almost sounds pleasant. You know, when the missile hit the fuselage and the plane plummeted, it was a spectacular sight.
That was not pleasant.
No, but that's how they talk on BBC all the time.
We got Instagram messages coming in. By the way, we're getting slammed with bills today.
Oh, my God. It's not even Saturday night for you, buddy.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest
way to get
us. He
won't be able to sit till next week.
Again, Tommy's brother headed to Tuscany. Yeah. Told Tommy he's registering with the State Department as an American citizen to let him know he's over there. Tommy came in to tell us, was like mad about it.
Hey, along comes English Rob.
Ranting and raving, and I don't get why he wouldn't want to be prepared. So Bill writes us on Instagram, Tommy's brother grew up in the Cold War era. This is a holdover
from the
mentality. Well, you were like a baby, though.
Cold War went for a while.
But it was cooling down when you were coming. Like, you grew up in the perfect time, you dick. You didn't have to go to war.
No.
There wasn't any major global conflict happening.
Nope.
Everything in America, like an idiot like you with no education. Yeah, I'll take a union job that pays me the equivalent of $85,000 a year here. Meanwhile, I'm stealing the entire time, clocking my buddies in. They're clocking
by
me
way,
in.
By the way, could drink at 18. No cameras to watch your ass.
Yeah,
no
you're
wonder.
Lucky.
No wonder you think, everything will work out because it always does for me. Tommy. I'm sorry, Kim.
And I feel like you're thinking, like, well, if you go to a safe place, you're fine. But I mean, you're not accounting for like natural disasters and other things that could happen that are out of everybody's hands.
Tsunamis. Earthquake.
I just find it weird having traveled like I did for a living. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many variables. Whether you are going out of country, whether you're staying in country, mm-hmm. whether you're driving an hour
away. But I never thought about it. I never thought, like, when I was traveling around, you know, I drove into Mexico and places like that.
Yeah.
But I never thought I was in danger.
Like, in Tijuana.
Tijuana, Monterey.
That's weird. You don't have that sense at all.
I didn't back then. I just figured, it looks cool.
Probably fine. Like, when you go on a trip, you don't do super research into the places you're going?
I do, like, where the bars are, what it's going to cost me, you know, where the room is, but not, like, dangerous stuff.
Okay, I'm not talking dangerous, but, okay, if Stella, my oldest, has, like, a hockey tournament out of town, right, I will Google the hotel.
Yeah, standard.
I will Google the different type of restaurants near the hotel.
My wife does that, looks at all the menus.
I'll Google how far it is from the rink. I will Google what the hotel gym looks like, the nearest grocery store, the nearest.
I forgot. Somebody works out on vacation.
Well, yeah, because if they don't have a good gym, I got to go find a gym.
Or you could just be on vacation and relax.
This ain't vacation. This is hockey tournament. Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I also Google where the nearest Marshalls is in case, like, we have to replace an article of clothing or something.
Okay, but you're traveling with a kid. It's just my wife and I.
You are an older man.
The one thing I make sure where there's a liquor store so I can stock up the hotel.
You won't call the State Department.
That's on the top.
Yeah, you got to stock up. Okay. You stock up, Kimmy. Having fun. This vacation.
Where have you gone where you couldn't find a liquor store?
Well, I want to find it quickly because I don't want to wait. I want to have a drink that night.
Yeah. I mean, you've worked so hard your entire life with all the stuff you had to deal with.
Got to unwind, bro.
You deserve it.
Get that monkey off my back a couple of hours.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, this is a weird day.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, you have two legends, at least, you know, one is in our town, definitely, mm-hmm. that pass away. And one of them, in Chuck Mangione, you know, unbelievable musician, you know, Rochester icon, mm-hmm. has that massive hit, like you said, paid for his entire life. That came out of his mouth. And then you have another guy who is internationally known. a household name.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you have to eulogize people after they pass in a way that is kind.
Yeah.
But when you separate
yeah.
what we saw when we were kids versus what he actually might have been, it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he had a lot going on.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Hulk Hogan passes away yesterday at the age of 71. And it's funny. No, not that he's dead. Mm. But he was in town 6 months ago signing his Real American beer.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking to a buddy who went to go meet him and get the beer autograph. Mm. And he's like, he's devastated Hulk Hogan is dead. This is a grown man, by the way.
Yeah.
He goes, I just saw him. He looked fine. He looked fine. I don't know what happened. He
yeah, that's how kind of how heart attacks work.
Well, yeah, so he died of cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
They said yesterday, no foul play suspected.
Yeah, it just sounds like he had a heart attack. He's 71.
But it's interesting because, yeah, you wouldn't have to think 71 years old you would say that.
Right.
But the Hulkster, throughout his life,
yeah.
if you have followed his life, seems to have had problems with everything.
At every turn, yeah.
Okay, so he was an icon in the 80s and 90s. Right?
He was the biggest face of the sport.
100%. And I would argue, yeah, he transcended the sport.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was
like,
in movies.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he had his hit song that lets you know how to be a real American. It is so late 80s. Like, they don't even have, like, an effects pedal that's heavy yeah. enough to give you what it needs. Okay, so. Being born in 1986,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, Hulk Hogan was what America was.
Oh, yeah.
You eat your vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You say your prayers. You love your country. He was always the good guy.
Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense that guys my age when we were younger were obsessed with him. And those memories and nostalgia can be very powerful. But it's going to be funny over the next couple of days to see people he used to work with have to say nice things about him when they are already on record over and over and over again saying how much they hated him.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, Google it.
Yeah, he left a trail.
And he was around for so long.
Yes.
Yes, he was. Yes,
so,
he was.
So, yeah.
But past his career and the issues he had with coworkers, family members, anybody.
Mm.
The most interesting thing about Hulk Hogan are the ridiculous lies that he told over and over in interviews and in books that he wrote,
yeah.
trying to make himself sound more interesting and important. Because here's the thing. Just him being him
yeah.
and the ride he had. Yeah. is already unbelievably interesting and important.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he was the most important wrestler maybe in American history. Most name, no, most
oh,
known.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently that wasn't good enough for
so
him.
So what else?
So I have a list of, like, 30 things. I'm not exaggerating. We're not even going to be able to, like, scratch the surface.
Yeah.
But I would like to share some of the funniest things that are in print or recorded claims from Hulk Hogan that he lied about.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did you know that Hulk Hogan played bass in a band before he was in the WWF?
Oh, I did not know that.
Now, that's actually a true thing.
He was a big bass player.
He was a musician.
Yeah.
In different interviews,
mm-hmm.
Hulk Hogan claimed that both Metallica and the Rolling Stones, before he became famous,
yeah.
tried to recruit him to be in their band.
Because he was such a great bass player.
He had said this in multiple okay. interviews.
Before he was a nobody.
Nobody knew who he was. Mm. He was just in a band. And both Metallica
wow.
and the Rolling Stones tried to get him to be their bassist. Mm. Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich was asked this in an interview. He said that was a lie. Before wrestling, he had no idea who Terry Bollea, which is his real name,
yeah.
is. Speaking of music,
yeah.
Hogan said in an interview that he was so popular in Southern wrestling, because he was in Southern wrestling before he made it big,
yeah.
Memphis specifically, that when he first started, he knew personally that Elvis was a massive fan of his.
Okay.
Okay? And, like, he was in Memphis,
yeah.
so it's possible. The problem with that.
What's that?
Elvis died in 1977.
Yes.
Hogan didn't start wrestling until 1979.
Wow.
Which is actually something you
probably. That's some influence. When you influence the dead, that's amazing.
Unless it turns out Elvis has been alive this
yes.
whole time. Hogan said
yeah.
in an interview that he was such a great athlete as a kid that he was scouted by both the New York Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds to play Major League Baseball.
Oh.
But a broken arm ended his hopes of a baseball career. The Yankees and Reds both say none of that is true. Also, he never really played organized sports as a kid, so it's oh. not like the Yankees or the Reds could have seen him.
Yeah.
It is believed
yeah.
that he made this up because his rival in and out of the ring, Macho Man Randy Savage, actually did play minor league baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals franchise.
All right, so he had to step up.
Exactly. Hogan has starred in several movies, Late 80s, early
90s. Yeah,
yeah. As himself.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
kind of.
Yeah, they were him.
Pretty
it was.
Much as himself.
Every movie he starred in was a massive flop. Yet in his autobiography, Hulk Hogan claimed the movies he starred in, every one, that the scripts were so bad, he rewrote all of them himself.
Wow.
And
well, he wrote all those books.
And that the Screen Actors Guild refused to give him credit for rewriting the scripts.
When did he write these books? Was it pre-mass access to like Google and search engines?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Because like I could see embellishing things, lying about things before people really had the ability to look it up at any given moment.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I also think that like pro wrestlers in general, like there's a blurred line between like their character and themselves personally. Like you never ever actually see who they are behind the scenes because they're just always playing a character. And I wonder how many of them just kind of start to believe that they are that character.
Okay, but like nobody did it like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kimmy, it leads us to the greatest lie of all time. Again, Hulk Hogan passed away yesterday at 71, and he has, I guess, complicated legacy would be the nicest way to put it. Like if you follow.
He left a trail.
Yes, he did. The greatest Hulk Hogan lie of all time, and he has told this several times.
Mm.
George Foreman is known as a great heavyweight fighter.
Yeah.
He is also more well-known, I would argue, for the George Foreman grill.
Yep.
Hulk Hogan claimed that he was the original person that was supposed to be the cover of the George Foreman grill.
Oh.
Like the face for it. It was going to be the Hulk Hogan grill. According to Hulk Hogan, the reason that did not happen is when the company that owned the grill called his house, he was out picking up his kids from school. And by the time he got home and returned the phone call, they had already chosen George Foreman.
Oh, they blew it.
In the 45 minutes between we want Hulk Hogan and oh, we found George Foreman, he lost the deal. And he could have been a gajillionaire if it wasn't for the fact that he was being a good dad and picking up his kids. Can you explain to me why, Tommy? At one point, a man who, no exaggeration, was one of the most popular men on earth felt the need to do this.
It is weird. Like, some people are just chronic liars. Like, they can't turn it off.
Maybe that's how you get into a business like that in the first place.
But you're already so over the top.
Right, like, you got it all. You don't need to lie. That's your point, right? You don't need to lie. You've already got it all.
Sure.
Why are you trying to impress me with things that ain't true?
And not only ain't true, are obviously not true.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones recruited you as a bass player? Shut up!
But you talk all the time about guys you know, guys you worked with, that would lie about the dumbest little things, but they would just tell the lie to, like, because they thought that it entertained you in that moment.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the thing.
And that's a good point.
All right, I hear what you're saying, but let's walk down that road, right? I always assume guys like that, because we all know them. We all know them. Do that because they feel insignificant.
I don't know.
Or insecure.
I almost think it's a personality trait.
But Hulk Hogan could also be a very insecure guy. That's why he hides behind that character.
Okay.
Because I told you, I had a buddy. I told him this funny story that happened to me with my mother and father when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he now tells the story. And he puts himself in the room.
Even though he wasn't there.
I met him 15 years later. I'm a kid. And he told it to my brother. And my brother goes, I don't think you knew him back then. I go, no, he just tells the story now. And he's now in the room. Like magic, he appeared like an alien. But in his head, I don't think he's lying. I think he remembers it that way. Like he's in the room.
Okay. That's weird.
It's sick. Men are sick.
And by the way, we talk about the lies. We don't even really have time to touch on all the controversies involved in.
Some of it's hysterical. Some of it's horrifying.
All right. So one of them was the sex tape from years ago. And if you're younger, here's what happened. There's a radio personality that works in Florida named Bubba the Love Sponge, who is, and don't ask why, he was Hulk Hogan's best friend.
Yeah.
He was married at one point. I believe this was around 2010.
Mm.
Hulk Hogan, while married, I believe.
Probably.
I think. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
That makes sense.
But I could be wrong. Had sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife with Bubba the Love Sponge's permission.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there was a camera in the room.
Yeah, it was videoed.
And Bubba the Love Sponge, who is best friends with Hulk Hogan, while having sex with his wife, is having a conversation casually with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he's in a room.
Yes, but that's not even the funniest part.
That's a bro.
Because Hulk Hogan,
yeah.
The website Gawker, which used to exist and now doesn't exist, because of this lawsuit.
For this reason,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Hulk Hogan sued Gawker because they got a hold of the video somehow and they made it public. So they go to court, mm-hmm. and Gawker's lawyers have Hulk Hogan on the stand.
Yes.
And I will let you take it from here.
So they say, because in it, Hulk Hogan says he has a 10-inch penis.
In the past, Hulk Hogan had said he had a 10-inch penis.
So they say, so he has to say, that's my character, not me. So he says, yes, Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis, but I forget what his real name is.
Terry Bollea.
Terry Bollea has a normal penis, not a 10-inch penis. So he had to admit in court that he does not have a 10-inch penis. That's a character.
While he is doing this, yeah. seriously in court, he is also wearing a suit with a black durag.
Oh, okay. Well, that's his dress durag.
He seriously says, Hulk Hogan, the character, has a 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea does not have a 10-inch penis.
How that courtroom is not roaring with laughter is beyond me. Even the judge, you'd have to start laughing, man.
I mean, there's also, back in 2018, audio of him using racial slurs. Yeah. Like, all right, that showed up. That got him thrown out of the WWF at the time, or yeah. WWE then. They took him back from that. He was estranged from his daughter. He divorced his wife.
A lot of family issues.
Yeah, she said that he was, like, you know, cheating, which I guess is not the worst thing in the world. The weird thing is he then got with a woman who looked like his daughter.
Yeah.
And it came out later that the reason his wife left him is because he cheated on her, according to her, with a friend of his daughter.
So they were of the same age.
Yes. Because apparently she heard that Hulk Hogan had a 10-inch penis. 10-inch penis. Your Honor. 252 WCMF. I see you guys on hold. We'll get to it in just a second. We got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Robert Ray says, the one thing he didn't lie about, that massive Pringle-sized hog can in the video. I don't know, man. I saw the video. It didn't look hog to me. Mm. Matt writes us, I waited 3 hours for him at McGregor's to meet him, paid $200 to get a wristband. It was great to meet him, but it was rough. He could barely walk. It was sad, but I'm glad I got to meet him when I could. And I think what's interesting about this is the power of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because if you grew up in the WWF monster era, you loved Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah, you had to idolize him.
And all of the things you love about being a kid could be connected to Hulk Hogan and Pastamania, his pasta restaurant that he tried to franchise.
He had a Pastamania?
Bro, it's the funniest damn thing. It was called Hulk Hogan's Pastamania. They opened up one in the Mall of America. Oh. They plan to franchise it, and I believe within 14 months, Pastamania.
So there was only ever one.
I think there was only one. And, like, when you have those feelings, right? Like, you, of course, you want to love that person forever. You see with athletes, too. But then, like, as you grow older, and you start to see, like, the human being someone might be.
Yeah, they're just flawed people.
It gets complicated. But then again, you see that person, and you still have that flood of really good feeling you had watching them as a kid. It makes getting older and enjoying your heroes hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, things come out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, thank God.
Every generation has this.
Yes, you're right. I mean, like, I was talking about it with someone else we work with this morning, and he compared it to Michael Jackson, and I'm not comparing what, you know, what we're talking about here, to the allegations.
Yeah.
But again, same kind of thing. Like, you have a feeling based on things you didn't know when you were a kid.
Right.
Those, it's okay to still have those feelings inside, right? Because you can't change it. But then again, you have to reckon it with, like, oh, this is probably isn't all that good.
Right. But, you know, they're just doing a show. They're putting on an act.
Yeah.
You know, it's an image they're just trying to uphold.
But when you are a child and watching it, you don't know it at that point. Which is what makes the feelings even stronger.
Yeah, it could tear you apart.
Well, look, when I'm 8 years old, six, 7, 8 years old, I don't know that he's a character. I don't know
that. Yeah, you buy the jive.
Yes, like that's what you're supposed to be. Love your country.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do drugs. Eat your vegetables. Do the right thing at all times.
And grow a 10-inch penis for America.
Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis.
What about you?
Pat Duffy does not have a 10-inch penis. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to... Okay, so we brought up the bass thing.
Yeah.
Claims he was recruited by the Rolling Stones and Metallica to play bass. Lars Ulrich, Metallica drummer, said, of course, that never happened. Ryan's on CMF. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, guys. I got to try to get you off the penis talk for 5 minutes if you can.
Not us, buddy. We're all penis all the time.
I actually, Tommy's not going to remember this, but about 20 years ago on that other show, I was in an a cappella group. Tommy, of course, lit us up, but we had fun live, and about a year after that, we ended up opening for Hogan's daughter, Brooke.
Oh, yeah, she had a music career. After the reality show they did.
Yeah. Yes, it's all you guys. So he had an 18-pack of Bud in each hand, walked into the trailer, somebody came out, and he says he just wanted to meet the guys opening for his daughter. While we're hanging out with him, drinking half of his beer, he said, you know, if my daughter gets lucky, you know, I'm going to play bass for her. And we just thought that was a passing comment. I didn't think there was anything to it, but listening to you guys, maybe the guy actually had some chops.
Well, I mean, look, he was in a band. I mean, he became...
Okay. He did know how to play.
I mean, but the bass is like the easiest instrument to pick up.
Okay, let's not be a dick, you dick.
He's right. Right.
No, Tommy thinks that he can pick up a bass right now and in a week be a recording caliber bass player.
Oh, I'll be at Jazz Fest next year.
There isn't an instrument on the planet Tommy can pick up and learn how to play in a week. Not the recorder, nothing.
He
can pick up a bass guitar and all of a sudden he's got talent. Tommy.
Yeah.
Are you still
bitter? It's got four strings, bud. What are you going to do with one?
Are you still bitter because your little group got lit up in a week?
You know what? I think there's a little stir. Yeah, I'm a little bitter inside on that one.
Yeah, come on, Weez. We're sons of pitches. We'll be at the Liberty Pole Saturday night.
You do remember. Yes, sir. That was it.
Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I would have to watch him play bass. Only because I'm going to guess he was a good bass player.
Of course not, man.
Even though Metallica was looking at him. Speaking of Metallica, 252 WCMF, let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Sons of Pitches. What a throwback. God, I haven't heard that in years. And fun fact, Pasta Mania, second favorite restaurant of Lance Duffy after Senior Frog.
Senior Frog's Cozumel, Mexico, best restaurant in the world. Go check it out, Jeremy.
Do you remember when Farrah Fawcett died?
What did Hulk Hogan do?
Nothing. Oh. You know why you don't remember it? Because Michael Jackson died the same day.
Oh, you're right.
And I'm
so glad that Hulk died so close to Ozzy, because that POS will be forgotten forever.
Okay,
so he lied to so many of us Gen X kids to take our vitamins and don't do drugs, and that roided up, tanned, awful haircut son of a bitch, piss on him. I don't care.
You know,
go to hell, Hulk Hogan. Say your prayers. We should have known then that he was just a liar. Bye, Dix.
Okay, so Jeremy, we're going to put him in
the anti. Maybe, yeah, maybe.
You know, if Jeremy brings up another controversy. Huh. He was the big name, Hulk Hogan, if you remember, in the steroid controversy of the WWF. He had to be deposed and had to admit publicly that after he said over and over again, I would never take steroids, that he had taken steroids.
Oh, that's because of the tiny weenie.
Well, no.
Shrinks it up.
Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I got enough.
You work with a huge prick. Get it?
Boo.
Wait, Tommy, I didn't hear that. What was that?
You work with a big prick.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, we don't get to talk to a lot of Hall of Famers.
No. I mean, they're so rare.
Yeah, I mean, you have to put in a lifetime of work, be the best of the best.
Yeah.
A number one, mm-hmm. Handsome, smart.
I mean, the stats.
Talented.
The working out you got to do. The injuries.
Oh, no, there's been injuries.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I witnessed one of them.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. If you are watching the live stream, the very uncomfortable man you are seeing in our fourth chair, Judge of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Hey, Mason, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Okay, right off the bat, before we get into what's going on this weekend, a sincere congratulations. For those who don't know, Dan Mason, after four decades as the general manager, or as working the franchise?
I'm in my 36th year.
Okay, 36 years you've been working, no promotion. You were elected this season to the Rochester Red Wings Hall of Fame. Congratulations, man.
Is this your speech?
Okay, why are you so uncomfortable with this? This is a big deal, Mace.
Okay.
What? I mean, you earned it.
It's a reflection of all my great teammates that I've had over the years.
Shut up. Look. I know you are a super, super humble guy, and that's why everybody loves you. It is okay for you to say, you know, I busted
I'm so great. I'm in the Hall of Fame. It's all about me today. Get a load of me, Dizzy Bednall.
Don't take this personally. Tommy does this to everybody who gets any type of award.
Because, again, Tommy has never won a single award in his career. Look, I mean, it's an appropriate honor for someone that has put the work in this town, in sports, that you have.
Right.
You don't feel like you've earned this, Mace?
No, I don't know. I love what I do.
Well, yeah, so obviously.
It's whatever.
It shows
I wear a tuxedo, 50-degree guarantee.
Hey, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
You know, new Hall of Famer Dan Mason hanging out with us here on the Breaker at CMF. How did you find out? Did they do, like, something special for you, or did you just open up, like, Twitter?
No. They... So the Hall of Fame committee met, and I'm not.
Aren't you on the committee? I'm the general manager for 55 years.
I'm not a voting member of the committee.
Uh huh.
So they asked me to leave the room.
Oh, wait,
but don't they do that all the time when you come in with another stupid idea like soup night or sleep where the boys spit?
So you left the room. They made you leave the room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back in.
All right. Have you had to leave the room in votes past?
No.
Okay, so you knew what was coming. It would be funny if they made him leave the room. They came back in, and it's like, okay, here are the two guys. It's not Mace. All right, look, buddy. I don't know about. I can't speak for Tommy.
What's up?
But I said we should have.
We're all going.
Okay, we're going. It's a break room field trip, August 16th.
Oh right. No, the 16th.
Tough night.
I got to know. I got a colonoscopy. I'm going to make it right now.
It's on a Sunday too, so done by one of his neighbors. No, I mean August 16th, you will be inducted. Into the Red Wings Hall of Fame. It's a Sunday game. We're going.
Saturday.
Wait, is it Saturday?
Saturday night.
I thought it was Sunday.
Fireworks. Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, no. Fireworks in the beginning and the end. Have they told you what the ceremony is going to be like? Are you aware? No.
They rolling out all the gang?
I don't know.
Do you need someone to induct you? Because Tommy, I think, would be willing to get up there and say a few words to put you into the Hall of Fame.
Let's do it, Tommy.
In all sincerity, congratulations.
Yeah, that's huge, man.
You earned it.
Thank you.
And no, I could tell. This has got to be a really fun conversation for everybody that's congratulated you. Way to go, babe.
So are they going to do it before the game, after the game?
During the game, like in the sixth inning while they're playing. Well,
the stretch.
Duck!
Before the game.
Pre-game ceremony.
Oh, wow.
And are you going to pull out your tuxedo, or how's this going
to work? No tuxedo.
Suit. You got to go suit.
Are you going suit?
Suit.
Suit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Are you buying a new suit? Don't wear them raggedy JCPenney things you've had for 30 years. You need to go to like Adrian Jewell and get you a suit.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
You know he's tight. He don't spend.
I don't think I'm.
Mofo don't
spend
money.
I got a couple
money.
Good suits right now.
Well, he's
had those pants for 20 years.
Yeah, you
these pants?
To,
no.
You try to get in them the whole time, Tommy.
These are like, these are less than a year old, I believe.
See, look what you did. This is your fault. Let me think when I bought these pants. All right, so Mace, the Red Wings are at home this weekend.
Big weekend. This is the last chance, Yankee fans, to see the AAA prospects for the New York Yankees.
And along with the Yankees, super exciting. Who cares? Yeah. You brought us something delicious today. What do we got?
So tomorrow is Christmas in July. We got an ornament giveaway. We got Bruce the Bat Dog. The Grinch will be there.
Wait, I thought Santa Tommy said he wasn't there.
Buddy the Elf might be there.
Are they making you dress up like the Elf again?
What is it?
But our food special is Christmas in a Cup.
Mm. So what is what is that in?
So it's mashed potatoes, turkey, stuffing, and gravy all in a cup.
Man, that's exactly what I was thinking when it's 85 degrees. I want some hot gravy in a cup. Refreshing.
Cream of broccoli tomorrow night.
This is so...
It is very good.
It's my favorite thing.
That turkey is delicious.
Okay, I take it back. The jambalaya is my favorite thing, but this is a close second favorite. It is just Christmas in a cup. My mouth is watering as it's sitting in front of me here. You guys talk, I'm going to have one more.
Like, food in a cup is the best idea for ballpark food. Mm-hmm. Right. Easy to eat. You scoop it. You're done. No mess.
Yeah. Portable.
Perfect.
Okay, so...
What?
All right, so tonight.
Yeah, what's going on tonight?
Tonight is Survivor's Night, courtesy of Wilmot, and we've got fireworks, we've got a rally towel, and the Superstars are coming tonight. So Clammy Sosa, Shark McGuire, Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Jarabi Jr.
How about you got to be a clam tonight? Like, of all the guys, you get to be the clam.
Well, no, I think there's multiple, guys play multiple different cleverly named characters.
Mackerel Jordan.
Okay, you can't hire a guy to do better names if you're the Superstars.
Bobby Gorilla.
They put, and is that supposed to be Bobby Bonilla?
No, Bobby Orr.
Oh, right. Sorry. Gorilla. Whale
Gretzky.
That's even worse.
Whale Gretzky. Derek Cheetah.
Are they going to update? Is there anyone Derek not Cheetah. Retired that's going to be out there?
There could be some. Centipede Rose.
He's not even alive anymore.
I know he isn't. He's still a great character.
Okay, so after I go out and enjoy these cleverly named characters, what's going to be happening after the game, man?
Fireworks tonight. Nice. Game time 6:45. Then tomorrow night, we've got Christmas in July 6:45. We've got an ornament giveaway. We got Christmas in a Cup. We got Bruce the Bat Dog will be there.
Oh, well,
that's the headliner right there.
Santa.
When's he getting into that Hall of Fame?
Bruce?
Yeah.
Well, this is only his second year.
Yeah, but he's a headliner.
Still got rookie of the year status.
Well, it
he's
turns
still
out,
eligible.
What's that?
He's the one giving the speech to induct Mays.
Oh.
We heard the speech.
No, I have not.
No, it sounds rough.
Oh, no.
Get it, because he's a dog?
Yeah, yeah. You work with a huge prick.
Fireworks tomorrow night also.
Terrible thing to say about Kimmy.
And then on Sunday.
Are you Big still here? I thought you left 10 minutes ago, man.
Big League Chew t-shirt giveaway.
I want one of those so bad. Did you see it?
No.
It's a ring t-shirt like you used to wear when you had hope, and it's got the Big League Chew logo on the front, but it's got Red Wings logos on the baseball player.
Yeah.
What?
It's a Red Wings version of what it would look like, a Big League Chew package, if a Red Wing player was on there.
If I'm not
super cool.
How many? First, how many?
First 1,000 fans.
If I'm not one of the first 1,000, can I buy one of those later? Or is this a one-time, you only get it if you get through thing?
It's for the first 1,000 fans.
Damn it. I'm not going to be able to, because people get there like an hour early. And I'm not going to get there an hour
early. All
the
glommers coming to grab it.
Well, no, but I want. It's
you're talking to a glommer.
King Glom. I met his daddy.
I'm not going to.
It was an inside job.
Inside glom job?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then after the game's over on Sunday.
You can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi, the world's fastest mascots.
Okay, I do want to read a question as we have Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, joining us. Danny writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, Duffy, can you ask Dan Mason if the Red Wings have any gluten-free options on the ballpark menu?
Oh, shut up.
I'll be there for a company event.
Stay home.
Gluten-free, Mace.
Yes,
gotta be gluten-free. I can't have any gluten.
Some people have.
What is gluten anyway?
What is gluten?
I don't even know what it is.
Gluten is in what? Wheat?
I don't know.
If people have celiac disease, they can't handle it.
Then stay home.
People who can't eat it know
then
what's
stay
what
home.
Them,
stay home.
Okay.
No, we have plenty of gluten-free options.
Do you have like a gluten zone, man, with some cool t-shirts?
If I want extra gluten, can I get extra gluten in the stuff that I get at the ballpark?
Oh, double glutes?
Yeah. Gluted up, baby.
Two scoops of gluten. Glute my ass.
Mace, oh, by the way, Danny writes us back, Tommy, shut up!
Oh, so you're saying I'm full of glute?
Also, let's talk about that hat you're wearing.
Oh, I'm wearing the Rochester White Hots hat. Just real quick, for the one person who doesn't know what's going on, because it's been all over the place, you guys are playing as the Rochester White Hots.
Correct. On August 20th.
Okay.
Super cool. New drip available at the Red Wings team store.
Don't say that. I love this hat. It's my favorite Red Wings hat. It's the White Hot. He's in a bun, and his hair is fire, and he's got a baseball bat behind his head, and it's a hot dog, and it's the greatest.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I love this hat.
Yeah.
So $2 White Hots that night on Wednesday, August 20th. Plus, the first 1,000 fans will get a apron, courtesy of Zweigels.
I saw the apron. It's pretty cool. Does it say Red Wings or Zweigels? I couldn't see the front of it.
It says Rochester White.
White Hots, okay.
You know, every kid loves an apron.
I want that apron bad.
When I was little, I would just wanted aprons.
Mace.
And a cup of gravy.
And by the way.
In case of spilling.
So you've got White Hot merchandise flying out the doors right now. Sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, jerseys. All of that stuff is available. It hasn't sold out yet.
Available at redwingsbaseball.com.
All right. So tonight, Mace.
Oh, tonight, 6:45, fireworks. The Superstars. Don't know who's coming yet. But it could be Clammy Sosa or Harry Canary, I'm sure, is going to be there. Anyways. Also, Rally Talk.
Canary had a stroke.
Tomorrow
night. Holy cow. I dropped a worm.
Tomorrow night. Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Get your Christmas in a cup.
Seriously.
While supplies last.
It is tasty. I've gotten to the stuffing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm. Mix it up.
Real good.
Yeah,
so we got an ornament giveaway tomorrow night. Santa will be there. The Grinch will be there.
Oh, that poor son of a bitch. He's going to be in a Santa outfit, 90 degree heat.
That's just goddamn cruel.
Santa's down. Harry Canary's giving him mouth to mouth.
Bruce the Bat Dog will be there tomorrow. And after the game, fireworks. Christmas-themed fireworks.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Hall of Famer, General Manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Should we wear t-shirts with Mace's face on them?
Oh, we should.
When we go to the Hall of Fame? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where are you going to wear that again?
Every time you come in? Or every time I go to the ballpark?
Yeah.
Or when I'm at Wegmans? Or when I'm getting White Hots?
Sure.
Mace, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you very much, guys.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.